Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Well, hello there.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Glad you're ready to roll for a Monday.
I was born by God's dear grace. Extraordinary place for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land with cowboys.
Glad to have you aboard, folks. I'm Scott Hennin. This is What's on Your Mind. Busy program today. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us at the bottom of this hour. Next hour, Drew Wrigley, the U.S. Attorney. Always going to do this. He was the U.S. Attorney. He's now the Attorney General of the state of North Dakota. So the Attorney General, Drew Wrigley, will join us on the program. No longer U.S. Attorney. That was during the Bush administration that he was, and for a short while in the Trump administration as well. Or was he all of the Trump administration? I'm trying to remember. Doesn't matter. Unimportant. If you have a question or comment for any of those guests, you're welcome to get them in at 701-271-1100. Give us a call. 271-1100. Text us at 237-1590. Best text of the day so far. Says, I never felt so much love and admiration for a young man willing to give his life to serve humanity. I think if only he would have taken cover behind a car or something, he'd still be alive. Have nothing but the deepest respect for him. He was such a good person. Couldn't help but shed a tear for him. Felt as though he was my own brother or best friend. He will always hold a special place and feeling in my heart. May God comfort his family and God bless all. Thank you for that. We're speaking of Jake Wallin, laid to rest on Saturday in a beautiful service. He was not interested in taking cover for himself. We now know, new information, that Chief David Zavolsky mentioned at the funeral, that Jake Wallin, who was murdered by Mohammed Barakat, was the third to get shot. And that in the split second that the first two officers were shot at, Dotus, thank you very much, sorry. Dotus and Hawes are hit. He has the wherewithal to pull his weapon. Now, remember, he's the closest to Barakat. So he's got a shot, pulls out his pistol, aims his pistol, and in the split second in which you would expect he'd pull the trigger, he was shot. That's heroism right there. That's not hiding behind taking cover or anything else. That's taking it on. And we learn more from the press conference on Friday about Mohammed Barakat. Probably the most chilling information out of that press conference is the fact that he was searching on his computer in the hours before the shooting some things that tell a tale of the evil he was planning. Listen.
Numbers of searches, interesting topics, explosive ammo, kill fast. incendiary rounds, mass shooting events. How to, I guess, going through all mass shooting events around the country, picking up what he could from reading about other events that have taken place. We've all heard copycats, no word unknown to law enforcement. Mass shooting events. Chillingly, area events. Area events where there are crowds. In the Fargo-Moorhead area, Cass County area, all around. Singled out a few as he went along. And on the last search, on the last night, at 10:30 p.m. on July 13th, quote, thousands enjoy first day of downtown Fargo street fair. Numbers of...
There you go. Last thing he searches, evening before the carnage. Thousands gather in downtown Fargo for the street fair. That is how they're able to say they believe he was headed for the street fair. Now we know that. What did they find in his apartment?
Search warrant conducted at the residence in the aftermath. A variety of items. The FBI was kind enough to carry out those. Kind was just a bad choice of words, Mac. I didn't. We appreciate it very much. The FBI sat on the residence, waited for the search warrant to come through. Mac and his team were working out that night, got assigned by a federal judge, and they went in for the search the next day. A 12-gauge shotgun, another 12-gauge shotgun, a 22-caliber handgun, a Remington Model 700 deer rifle. That's going to sound familiar to a lot of us in the room, a very standard deer rifle weapon. Another 223 rounded rifle, and a 9mm handgun. An array of live ammunition on the premises, strewn about, a number of trail cameras inside his residence. Maybe also in his storage garage or the garage along with the unit, but there were a number of these trail cams. Several phones and one computer and a variety of grenade parts.
So in his apartment, that's not to mention the photo we've seen in the vehicle of this. It's incredible. Something that stuck out to me was the following. Listen.
You said the forensics being done on writings and language. A lot of people talk about manifestos in cases like this. It doesn't sound like there was one, but is there writing you guys are examining? Stuff that he had maybe written online or just emails, what have you?
Yeah, that's all part of the ongoing investigation.
So Drew Wrigley had said at some point that there were a number of writings that they took out of there. That's what that was Kevin Wallivan's question to Mac Schneider. Mac didn't want to touch it. To me, that's a big piece of this puzzle. I mean, if you search an apartment and you find writings, you either say they don't say anything, you know, they're just some weird poetry or something, have no relevance to the case, or here's what they say. I just don't know why we don't know that when it's been over a week since the search. So that's the question I have, and we'll be asking Drew Wrigley a little bit about that a little later on in the program. If you do a search on this story, how many national media outlets come up with a story about it?
Oh, I would have to do the search on it, but I just know that I haven't, you know, I watched a fair amount of coverage last week. I was on vacation.
Nothing.
When it happened a week ago last Friday, I was on vacation. I heard about it. I turned on, you know, I don't have the Newsmax on the stream, so I went to Fox. Nothing. Well, I saw one story about it a little later, but I mean, no care, no moving on about it. Not talking about the person or the motive or anything. Just a quick blurb, and that was it. Kind of sad.
Why do you think that the national media has not picked this story up?
I don't know. Small town. Trump's getting indicted again. Let's worry about that. It's a Hunter or whatever. I don't know. I don't, it just doesn't rank, I guess.
Anybody got a theory on that?
We don't rank.
You let me know. I did find a CBS story about the funeral procession, which actually came from WCCO-TV, Minneapolis television station, that reported on it, and then they picked it up. Mark in Grand Forks, got a couple seconds for you here, and then we'll hold you over for the rest of the conversation on the other side of the break. What's on your mind?
So, Scott, here's my concern. I'm looking at this, and obviously I'm going to tread real lightly here because all this is fresh in people's minds. It's a huge tragedy out there. But, you know, when this is being presented, all he looked for were shotguns. He had ammo and stuff like this. I mean, we need to be careful that we don't almost do this pre-crime type of thought for people that are looking at it. I mean, I'll just be real honest with you. Like, I'm a gun nut. I'm a gun nerd. I love this stuff. It's a hobby. It's hunting and things like that. But
hang on. Would you, Mark, don't go away. We'll through the break, and we'll finish this chat on the other side. Stay tuned.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot in Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
John Mellencamp for you on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the home of some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you today. Harvard location, beautiful store there. Mac and beef, Valley City meatloaf, scallop, potatoes, and ham. West Main Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Disher, Country Fried Steak, Mac and beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Stuffed Peppers in Glendon and the 45th Street store. Tater Tot Hot Dish today, PetroServe USA. Any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents today, too. And they are growing. They are a growing company. They got a huge location going up in Castleton. If you've seen that before, just by the railroad tracks there. And also Wahpeton coming up next. Matter of fact, groundbreaking there soon. All right, back with Mark in Grand Forks. So Mark, a self-professed gun guy, is a bit concerned about what? Go ahead and finish your thought, Mark.
Well, when we're talking about saying this guy had, you know, thousands of rounds of ammunition, he has, you know, a bunch of shotguns, 22s, rifles, 223s, Remington 700, all these kind of things, and trail cams sitting around there. I mean, just by having possession of these things does not mean causation or intent of what somebody's going to do. And I think that in a free country, there just has to be, rather than say, because he had these, well, now there's real reason for concern that he's going to do something. I mean, that doesn't sound to me, when I see that stuff, that list right there, that doesn't sound like, oh, this guy's a terrorist. That just, that sounds like, that's a dude from North Dakota or South Dakota or Oklahoma that's a hunter. He has this, or that sounds like a list of stuff I would have, or a lot of farmers would have out there. And so, you know, once we start going down the road of, you know, internet searches of how to kill fast and, you know, mass shooting, stuff like that, okay, maybe that's a different deal. But I think that, you know, to present it, oh, we found thousands of rounds of ammo. Well, that doesn't take up that much space. I mean, I know that from personal experience. So I guess that's the only thing I'm saying here. I know that some people might get rankled up by this and say, well, he's trying to justify this. No, not at all. But just simply because we live in a free society and people might have access and possession of things like this does not mean in any way, shape, or form that there's an intent to use them the wrong way. Because there's, you know, if we take statistics out there, that there's probably over 400 million guns in the population of the United States and probably over a trillion rounds of ammo in the population. Again, just by having possession of these does not mean causation or intent. And so we just need to be real careful that we don't start to pigeonhole people. Oh, they have this. So we need to really be concerned about that.
Preach into the choir here, buddy.
I don't think you've heard. I've not heard anybody do that. I think it's the reverse. I think it's because of the actions of this cold-blooded killer. Now you go back and say, okay, with that kind of intent.
To motive.
Here's what he had. But I don't think I don't think anybody's saying the sheer possession of the guns or the ammo or anything. I mean, he was at the shooting range regularly. At the shooting range the morning of the event, right? I mean, does that mean everybody that's going into the shooting range is somehow planning
No, absolutely not.
So I take your point.
Yeah, you've heard the mass media, though, before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, take a look at somebody. All they found, you know, in his trunk he had 700 rounds of ammunition with him and three pistols. Well, duh, that's what I'd do if I head to the shooting range or whatever. And so somehow, based on people's, you know, just the overall ignorance of the, you know, liberal American public out there, they hear something like that and it's like, oh, no, the sky's falling down. We have people running around with live ammo all over the place. Well, okay, fine. But I just hope that it's not
wait till deer season.
We need to be concerned.
No, you know,
what
we ought to do is put the blame where it belongs, and that's not in the bullets, not in the guns, not in the, you know, trail cams or anything else. It's the sick, cold-hearted killer. That's where the blame goes, and not on the choice of weapons.
Yeah, 100%. I've heard it. I'll let you go with this, but I've heard it said, blame the fool, not the tool. And I think that's really where this needs to go.
Good point, Mark. Appreciate the call. Another call that came in during the break. Kev, go ahead and roll that.
There'll always be those that they want to blame the gun, though. Go ahead.
I'd just like to express my thanks and gratitude to the citizens of Minnesota who came out to honor one of Fargo's fallen heroes. And I just thought the outpour of show that they provided was something that, it was for somebody who was out of state, and it just showed some great character by the individuals who do that. I know once in a while we have a little bit of a rivalry with our state of Minnesota, but this time the people coming together, I just thought was an outstanding show of courage. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. And others welcome at 701-271-1100.
You would hope things like this transcend politics.
Right.
You would hope that things like this transcend the by part, the partisan nature of all of it. And I think it does.
I was in Bemidji over the weekend, and many flags were half-staff. It's heartening to see a neighboring state like that. And, of course, this is a Minnesota native, Jake Moline, that this Mohammed Barakat robbed from us, that's for sure. Texter has an opinion on why it is the mainstream media is not covering the story. It's because the shooter is Muslim, or might be Muslim, they say. Right. I guess there's some question of whether he is Muslim because there's no real affiliation. I asked that question, actually. Here's the question I asked at the event, because even the Muslim community was wondering whether or not he was Muslim.
Drew first and then Mac. Were there any Muslim or Islamic faith-related materials recovered at the suspect's home? Recovered from his home? Yeah. Were there any? I mean, is there a Quran? Is there Muslim? Yeah. You know, it sounds like you're assuming he was of the Muslim faith and saying it's not necessarily related to the crime. And some in the Muslim community are saying just because his name's Muhammad doesn't mean he's Muslim. I'm asking if there's anything that would lead you to believe.
Yeah. And just because someone has a Bible doesn't make them a Christian either. So, but I can answer your question is that there was a Quran found in his house, but.
All right, and then the other question for you is co-conspirators. You know, some people are surmising with that amount of guns, you know, you can only shoot one gun at a time. So if your plan was to go to a downtown street fair or some other populated event, you know, you couldn't possibly use all those weapons yourself anyway. I mean, is there still a possibility there was a co-conspirator?
There's no way for us to foreclose that there's a co-conspirator. We can tell you that we're out here talking about it a week later because at this point we don't believe there to be a present concern of others. But our investigation has not foreclosed that, and I don't. I've learned a little bit in 30 years of this. You don't foreclose things that can materialize in an investigation. So that's what we're doing. And as for, you know, arming himself to the teeth, as they say, like that, I mean, he had three high-power rifles in that vehicle, and he selected the one that gave him the best opportunity to put out the most rounds in the mayhem that he wanted to create and the murderous intent that he had. The other rounds, 1,800 rounds, well, he got through 30 rounds out of that weapon like that. He got through 41 rounds out of that weapon, and that's when it gets incapacitated by Officer Robinson, leaving 20 more in it. He wasn't in a position to get back into that vehicle, but he can put a lot of rounds through one of those weapons in a hurry. So,
all right, so a little more of the pieces of the puzzle there. Appreciate the call. Jamie has a question. Congressman Armstrong coming up, too. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Excessive heat warnings are being extended through parts of the United States, at least through midweek. The alerts affected tens of millions of Americans over the weekend while dangerous heat hit the West and South. Other states that saw triple digits include California, Nevada, Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today, but he is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to rush to his judicial overhaul plan. In a statement, Biden noted he's concerned about the law that would limit the power of Israeli Supreme Court and its potential implications. Tens of thousands of protesters, both for and against reform, have taken to the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv for months. Netanyahu was recovering in a hospital Sunday after an emergency heart procedure, but he said he plans to be at the Knesset today for the scheduled vote. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What's on your mind is brought to you by Sarasate of Fargo. What exactly is Sarasate anyway? It's a wellness company, and they help their clients relax their brains to manage stress, restore hope, and achieve restful sleep. Talk to somebody who's done this, and they'll tell you it's a game changer, allowing you to relax, rebalance, reset. What do? They help you find the most efficient and natural way to manage stress and improve your daily well-being. And Big Pharma's not a fan. Ha ha! That's why we love them. Sereset.com. C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com. C-E-R. Just think of it this way. C-E-Reset.com. C-E-Reset.com.
Cerebral reset is kind of the vibe on it. It's really amazing tech.
Jamie in Saskatchewan, before we start our conversation with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who's up next. Go ahead, Jamie.
Friday, I was listening to the press conference on Friday. I noticed that one of the reporters was really up there, and brought up the assault rifle term.
Oh, yeah.
After that, he goes AR, so now everybody, he's keeping up the fictitious fact that AR stands for assault rifle, which it absolutely does not. And I think people need to be educated.
Yeah, I think that is, in this part of the world, sort of a duh moment, Jamie.
You and I both know who said that, Scott. I texted you when I heard him say it.
Yeah, I mean, but
Joel, and you know, are you that stupid? I really have a question for. I know the guy. We both know the guy. I mean, or is that just a? Is he acting? Is that just a put on? It's got to be. I can't imagine he's. It's mind boggling.
Doesn't matter much to me.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it really doesn't, because it's ignorance.
It's ignorance.
He's following the playbook.
Right.
He's following the playbook. That's all.
Well, very active Democrat. That's all we need to say. North Dakota Democrat. That's how they think. Appreciate it, Jamie. Thank you very much.
Stop.
26 before the top of the hour. We're joined now by Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who joins us. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Our first chance to catch up with you since we had this awful event in Fargo with the murder, cold-blooded murder of a Fargo police officer. We were just talking a little bit ago. We're amazed this hasn't gotten more national attention. Have you been asked about it at all?
Not in D.C., but not really. I mean, people knew about it, so a bunch of my colleagues obviously offered condolences and anything they could do to help. He's from Minnesota, so the Minnesota delegation, I think almost all of them reached out or at least found me on the floor. And, I mean, right now we've got a memorial in Fargo on Wednesday. Officer Wallen's funeral was on Saturday, and we got a community trying to get through a really tough thing.
Yeah, it is. It is, no doubt, understandably, ripping everybody apart. By the way, there's in every horrific situation, it seems there's always such a show of good, and the outpouring of support along the route to Pequot Lakes from Fargo was amazing on Saturday. There's a GoFundMe account for Officer Zach Robinson, who was the person that neutralized the shooter. So there are some things that are happening that are heartwarming in the face of the tragedy. So that part's really good.
Yeah. And I hope your previous caller's still listening, because I mean, just, and maybe I'm just a little cynical and jaded towards all of that side of it every more. But I mean, you're always going to get those questions. It happens every single time. It doesn't matter. It's like he said, they're playing from the same playbook, but given how horrific and everything was, I hope people recognize, like, how many people have done, you know, what they can to make sure everybody who works for the Fargo police and everything in a positive way. I mean, like I said, you're always going to have the negative with some of that stuff, but I've just been really heartened and so impressed and honored to represent North Dakota just because of what, you know, normal citizens have done essentially every single day since this event happened, and that's pretty cool.
I want to talk a little bit about the House Judiciary Committee hearing with the IRS whistleblowers. I guess that was a joint hearing, was it? I forget.
No, it was an oversight hearing.
Oversight hearing, okay. And you had an exchange with Quaze and Fume from Maryland that was rather interesting and a bit humorous. Listen to this, folks.
And yet we are doing this all over again for the Hunter Biden show to someone who has pleaded guilty and has taken responsibility for not filing taxes for 2 years. This is ludicrous. Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here. None. I yield.
Chairman, time's expired. Chair now recognizes Mr. Armstrong from North Dakota.
Well, if I could plead guilty to 2 years of tax evasion when I was accused of six, I might consider that to be a pretty good plea deal.
Bada boom. You'd be here all week, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to me that people don't recognize, and it's more important than that. I mean, the IRS agents and the whistleblowers and the investigative team recommended 6 years of tax violations, at least two felonies. The guy wrote off membership to a sex club in Europe as a business expense. That's not typically the kind of thing you reduce on, but I kind of ended it the same way. I was talking to one of the whistleblowers, and there's a couple things I think people should know. When they were trying to interview Hunter Biden in L.A., Secret Service, obviously there's a Secret Service protection. President Biden had won the election, but he hadn't been elected yet. So Secret Service FBI local reached out to Secret Service local. Somebody informed headquarters of both departments, and then the Biden White House transition team was notified that the IRS and the FBI was going to interview Hunter Biden. And this won't shock you, the interview never happened. There's a lot of different reasons when somebody has Secret Service protection. You're never going to want an agent walking up to somebody when you know everybody's armed and doesn't know who everybody is. There's absolutely no reason to know for the Biden's transition political operation to know that they were going to attempt to interview a suspect in a crime. And it's really fascinating, and we'll know more because I think he appears in New York this week. But I've negotiated a lot of plea deals over the years for federal criminal defendants. You know what 100% of them have had to do? Sit for an interview. Nobody gives you a sweetheart plea deal without ever sitting down and interviewing, particularly when they know who you're working with. They know at least one of the ways to evade taxes was by trying to evade IRS tax liability by working with a convicted felon. But it appears that Hunter Biden gets to plead guilty to two misdemeanors and never sit down and tell him what he knows. And that is special treatment because I've never seen it.
That hearing with the two whistleblowers was phenomenal. A lot of our audience has become cynical about these events where you get, in this case, two whistleblowers to come forward, you have a hearing, you air everything out, and you go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, 20 times in the hearing, but then nothing comes of it. What do you anticipate will come of this?
Well, we got more bank records. I mean, these guys were basically begging us to ask the Ways and Means Committee to release some of this stuff. And I think some of the investigators, I mean, a lot of the money that we've tracked down throughout the course of this investigation, they weren't aware of, or they weren't aware of the 1023 and the same thing, which caused them to not fully investigate things. I think at least these two guys would tell you we absolutely would have. So, I mean, we continue to go and continue to build the case. I mean, 6 months in, I mean, we were doing, I was doing the other side of this under President Trump, under the first Mueller investigation. I think one of the problems we have is everybody remembers it from the end and the ongoing. International financial crimes dealing with a lot of shady characters all over the world take a little time, but we're going to continue to work forward. We're going to continue to do what we do, and I'm just more in the line of right now, for me personally, just figuring out why the FBI and DOJ just never did a thing, because that causes us a lot of problems 5 years later as well.
Bob on the road for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I've got two questions. The first one is about the commercial truck speed limiters. And the next question is, do you know any more about the safe parking for trucks? I know there was a bill trying to be pushed through, and I haven't heard anything more on that.
What was the first one? I don't know anything about the safe parking for trucks, though. I have not seen anything out of it, so it hasn't come through TNI yet, at least that I've heard of.
Okay, the first one was the speed limiters. I know you're kind of you're against them, and so am I. The way it looked to me, from what I read in one of my
that I can tell you that mandated technologically limitations on that coming from the U.S. Congress. Probably, I can't imagine that would have enough support to get through the U.S. House. Our concern always with these things is when the administration knows they can't get it through a Republican-controlled Congress, so they try and run it directly through the agencies, which we are always cognizant of, but I have not seen that from DOT yet, as of yet. And I don't think they can do it, and I don't think they have the authority. That doesn't mean they won't. That doesn't mean they won't try.
Yeah. Well, if they did it, if you're frustrated with trucks now, wait until they got speed limiters on them.
Yeah, I mean, it's patently a bad idea, and it's outside of, it's just, one, I don't think you can regulate something like that, and two, it's just a bad idea.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. 701-271-1100. Texter says, according to Congressman Tim Burchett and Andy Biggs, the Republican conference is 50 to 60 votes short of impeachment on several Biden administration officials, Biden, Garland, Ray, and Mayorkas. Ask Congressman Armstrong where he's at with this, and how do they get the conference on board? With no accountability, things will get much worse.
I think that I wouldn't vote for an impeachment without going through the Judiciary Committee. So that is where we have to start the inquiry. The inquiry started on Garland. Mark Green is really running a lot of different things through Mayorkas. I think it's really important to remember. And I mean, if we get there, we get there, and we should. But impeachment's a political remedy. So you have to do it, you have to do it well. I don't think there's a single Republican in the country, probably, that didn't want the election to happen the day after the first impeachment vote on President Trump. The Democrats succeeded in impeaching him on the floor of the House. They obviously never convicted him, and they lost that fight politically. And I think every single person who watched it knew that happened. So we have to build it. We have to build the case. And then if this evidence warrants impeachment, the judiciary should start an inquiry. But not until then. And it's hard to do things. It's hard to do things well if you do them quickly. So we have to build the case.
Short break. Back with more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the other side of the break. Questions welcome. 701-271-1100 or text us at 237-1590. More coming up.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you by Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. That's right. Chevy, GMC, head on over to Pucklitz Valley City, right on Main Street. Great selection of trucks. Pre-owned and new. And the new, by the way, the interest rates are incredible. Really good deals. Great selection in right now. So whatever you're looking for, maybe you've been sort of used to not even looking because you don't think the selection is going to be there. It's there. PucklitzValleyCity.com, PucklitzValleyCity.com. Let's see here. Another question on the impeachment front. I'd like you to ask Armstrong when they're going to impeach Biden. What in the actual heck are we waiting for? Would any other American get the cushion the GOP are giving him? There's enough there. I don't want to hear there isn't. It looks gutless.
Well, one, I don't think there is enough there. I don't think you have the votes to get it. And so, I mean, you might not like that answer, but I think that's just the truth. You're going to have a whole bunch of moderate Republicans that wouldn't support it. And if that's the case, then we don't have it yet. And we're going to keep going and we're going to keep building the case and continue to make the case. And we're working on it every single day. And I actually think what we've
accomplished in the Oversight Committee by not having crack investigative teams all over Eastern Europe trying to uncover all this stuff. And we'll continue to build it and build it and build it. Takes time. I know people don't like that answer, but I've been engaged on the other side of large-scale financial crimes, which is essentially what this is, and it takes longer than people wish it did, but it does, particularly when the FBI did everything they could for 5 years to not investigate any of it.
Another question here. Please ask Congressman Armstrong the question of what is the end result for Hunter Biden? Would it be jail?
I mean, the end result for Hunter Biden probably is going to be whatever the plea agreement is on Wednesday. That's what's really frustrating to me. We'll see what happens in court, but I was saying, one of the felonies, 6 years of tax evasion and one of the felony years, they can't charge him with anymore. They're statutorily barred by the statute of limitations, and I think that was intentional. I think the end result of all of this is we're going to have a real conversation about whether or not FISA 702 gets re-off, whether the FBI gets their new building. There's guys like me that don't think they should. We don't need a building as big as the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and working on real substantial reforms. But I think as it relates to Hunter Biden, I think the end result is whatever happens Wednesday in federal court.
And hopefully will be influenced by the whistleblower's testimony. I mean, there's a chance, right, that they're going to...
Yeah, the problem is he's charged with two misdemeanors, which means, how the DOJ and FBI charges the case really ties the hands of the judge. I mean, the judge could throw, even the max on two misdemeanors would be a year in prison. Like, I mean, that's the maximum sentence. So, I hope they paid attention. I hope some of those things happen. But the FBI and the DOJ can do a lot when they choose not to. And this is not how they treat other tax people charged with tax crimes. Not anybody else in the world would get this deal. That's what's so frustrating.
Let's go to Aaron in Enderlin. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, you just kind of answered one of my questions. So the likelihood of the judge kicking back disagreement and making them go through the process is highly unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, they can't make the federal judge cannot make prosecutors charge a different case. You can throw out a plea like if Hunter Biden was charged with a felony and they came in and said we wanted only probation, the judge could deny that plea deal. Quite frankly, he could sentence him to prison time right there on the spot. He wouldn't even have to kick it back. There's a reason they didn't even charge the felony. My guess is they were probably worried about that.
So the judge can't say this is completely bogus and go back and start over?
No, he can't. You cannot. A federal judge cannot force a prosecutor to prosecute something.
Okay. Would you say this process has set a precedent for other people, probably with the same charges, getting that light up?
No, because selective enforcement. To get really in the weeds, precedent is set in appellate courts, not trial courts. And selective enforcement is an offense. That's what we wrote an op-ed. Hopefully it'll be out in North Dakota papers and across the country here in the next couple days. That's a fundamental problem. I mean, and that's my huge takeaway from this personally, from doing this for 10 years. I don't know anybody else in the world that would get such a sweetheart deal and never have to sit for an interview. It is so out of character for how these cases are prosecuted. Don't believe anybody who says it. That's all spin, and it's a complete and utter lie.
So he's going to get away with the slap on the wrist.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Aaron speaks for a lot of us.
I don't think
this is frustrating.
But I hope at least you. that's how the system works. And that's how, by the way, outside of this unique little space, that's how the system's supposed to work. I think prosecutors in federal court have too much power to determine how they charge people anyway, but that's a statutory creation that I've been trying to fix for 5 years in Congress.
Last quick comment, I guess, here. It says 6 months from now, we'll be having the same conversation. Meanwhile, they'll charge and wrap up six indictments against Trump by then. Either the Democrats have better lawyers or maybe more ambition.
I disagree with that. This is moving way faster than the Mueller investigation. that's not true. I mean, I get why people are frustrated and upset, but I mean, at this point in time in the Mueller investigation, judiciary is bringing cable news hacks in to testify in front of a committee because they had nothing else. And we didn't get a special counsel. We don't have access to any of this stuff. When the FBI did nothing for 5 years, it takes us a long time to find it. And we've actually found a lot of it without going to court and fighting about it.
Great points. Thanks, Kelly Armstrong. Drew Wrigley, when we come back. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.